Praised be Jesus and Mary. In 1219, while St. Francis was still alive and was at the head of the order that he founded, he gave six of his friars permission to spread the gospel and to preach it in Morocco, in North Africa, which was then and still is today a Muslim country. One of these friars that received permission got sick, but the rest of them, five, with at the head Berard, were soon back in Assisi after having accomplished their mission, but they were back as martyrs. They gave their life spreading the gospel. They gave their life preaching it. Imprisoned and tortured and beheaded by the Moorish king himself. And they became the first martyrs of the Franciscan order in that way. And when they did come back, St. Francis came out in that famous statement that we recall every time that we commemorate these martyrs. He said of them that, "Now at last I have true friars minor," because that in fact is the official name of the Franciscans, the friars minor, the lesser brothers. "Now at last I truly have friars minor." Minor or lesser in a sense that they imitated perfectly Christ's humility, who though he was God himself, did not hesitate to become man out of love for us. Though he was God himself, did not hesitate to lay down his life for us, in order to save us. And as the collect of today's Mass reminds us, these martyrs, imitating Christ, did not hesitate to lay down their lives either. They achieved that summit of Franciscan humility. They did not feel themselves too important to be exempt by God from the mission of suffering, from the mission of imitating Christ crucified. We must imitate their example in this, and of this Franciscan humility, whether we're Franciscans in fact, in the Third Order, or in spirit, we should all be. We should imitate that humility of our Lord and of the Franciscan saints. Not thinking ourselves too important to suffer for love of God and for love of neighbor, as our Lord gave us the example. So may their example influence us, as it did others. It was these saints who, during that long, long procession from their place of martyrdom all the way back to Assisi, stopped in Portugal at a certain religious house of canons regular, where their example converted or attracted and inspired St. Anthony of Padua to become a friar minor himself. May their example too set us afire with love of God and love of neighbor, that humble love of God and humble love of neighbor, which doesn't hesitate to suffer, which doesn't hesitate to lay down even our lives, if necessary, to show that love. Praised be Jesus and Mary.